Welcome, listeners. This is P. Shashidharan bringing you yet another edition of Monetary and Credit Information Review, MCIR. This monthly periodical of the Reserve Bank helps keep abreast with new developments and important policy initiatives taken by the Reserve Bank during the month of March in the world of money and credit. MCIR can be accessed at https://mcir.rbi.org.in as well as by scanning the QR code. Through this communication tool, we aim to share information, educate and stay in touch while ensuring factual accuracy and consistency in disseminating the information. The first section deals with regulation. Integrated Ombudsman Scheme 2021. The Reserve Bank noticed misinformation being spread through certain sections of social media about the Reserve Bank Integrated Ombudsman Scheme 2021 RBIOS. These messages are conveyed to public at large to lodge their complaints against entities regulated by the bank through third parties for a charge or fee or otherwise for early redress of grievances. The Reserve Bank on March 8, 2022 clarified that the bank does not have any such arrangement with any entity for redress of grievances against regulated entities, REs. The bank has laid down a cost-effective grievance redress mechanism under RBIOS, which does not involve payment of fees or charges in any form or manner. Customers having grievances against REs for deficiency in services, which is not redressed satisfactorily or in timely manner by the REs, can directly lodge their complaint on the Complaint Management System CMS portal, https://cms.rbi.org.in, or by email at crpc@rbi.org.in, or in physical mode at the Centralized Receipt and Processing Center set up at the Reserve Bank, 4th floor, Sector 17, Chandigarh, 160017. Regulation of Share Capital and Securities. The Reserve Bank on March 8, 2022 reviewed the provisions of Section 12, read with Section 56 of the amended Banking Regulation Act 1949. Accordingly, primary urban cooperative banks, UCBs, are permitted to raise share capital by way of issue of shares to persons within the area of operations in accordance with the provisions of the bylaws and issue of additional shares to existing members. Master Directions Circulars. The Reserve Bank of India released the following Master Circular and Master Directions in the month of March 2022. Interest Equalization Scheme on Pre- and Post-Shipment Rupee Export Credit Extension, released on March 8, 2022. Reserve Bank Regulatory Framework for Microfinance Loans Directions 2022, released on March 14, 2022. Amendments to Prudential Guidelines, released on March 31, 2022. Classification, Valuation and Operation of Investment Portfolio of Commercial Banks Directions 2021 Amendment, released on March 31, 2022. And finally, Bilateral Netting of Qualified Financial Contracts, released on March 31, 2022. Section 2 deals with Payments and Settlement Systems. Reserve Bank Innovation Hub. Shri Shaktikanta Das, Governor, inaugurated the Reserve Bank Innovation Hub RBIH on March 24, 2022 in Bengaluru. The Reserve Bank set up the RBIH as a Section 8 company under the Companies Act 2013 with an initial capital contribution of 100 crore rupees to encourage and nurture financial innovation in a sustainable manner through an institutional setup. The hub has an independent board with Sri Senapati Krish Gopalakrishnan as a chairman and other eminent persons from industry and academia as members. RBIH aims to create an ecosystem that focuses on promoting access to financial services and products for the low-income population in the country. This is in line with the objective behind the establishment of RBIH to bring world-class innovation to the financial sector in India, coupled with the underlying theme of financial inclusion. Digital Payments DigiSathi. To address the queries of digital payment users, the Reserve Bank on March 8, 2022 launched two key initiatives, namely UPI 123 Pay, option to make unified payments interface UPI payments for feature phone users, and two, DigiSathi, a 24/7 helpline. Shri Shaktikanta Das, Governor, while launching the two initiatives, highlighted the importance of these initiatives and stated that the Reserve Bank stands committed to providing an enabling environment for digital innovations in the country. Geotagging of Payment Systems. The Reserve Bank on March 25, 2022 released the framework for geotagging of payment system touchpoints to deepen digital payments and provide inclusive access to all citizens of the country. Geotagging of payment system touchpoints will enable proper monitoring of availability of payment acceptance infrastructure like points of sale POS terminals, quick response QR codes, and such monitoring will support policy intervention to optimize the distribution of payment infrastructure. Continuing with Payment and Settlement Systems, Payment and Settlement Systems Regulation 2008 Amendment. The Reserve Bank on March 17, 2022, in the exercise of the powers conferred by Subsection 1, read with clauses B to F of Subsection 2 of Section 38 of Payment and Settlements Act 2007, 51 of 2007, carried out amendments to Regulation 5, Regulation 6-2, and Schedule to Regulation 5 of the Payment and Settlement Systems Regulation 2008, PSS Regulation. The amendments are carried out with the objective of reducing the compliance burden on regulated entities, REs, by rationalizing certain returns prescribed in the PSS regulations. In our section dealing with currency management, learning and development center, Sri Shaktikanta Das, Governor, laid the foundation stone for the establishment of a learning and development center of the Bharatiya Reserve Bank Notbudran Private Limited, BRBNMPL, a wholly owned subsidiary of the Reserve Bank on March 28, 2022 in Mysuru. Governor, in his address, highlighted the importance of setting up such center which will facilitate human resource capacity building in the currency production ecosystem of the country and emerge as a global center of excellence. Varnika Ink Manufacturing Unit. Sri Shaktikanta Das, Governor, on March 28, 2022, dedicated Varnika, the ink manufacturing unit of BRBNMPL, to the nation in Mysuru. Governor, in his address, recognized the substantial progress made towards achieving self-reliance in the banknote production ecosystem in India. He emphasized the importance of continuously building capacity in terms of people, process and technology, research and development and innovation to achieve 100% self-sufficiency in banknote manufacturing in the near future. This is in line with India's march towards achieving complete self-reliance in printing banknotes. Section 4 of this edition deals with financial stability. NABFID, All India Financial Institution. The Reserve Bank on March 9, 2022 announced that the National Bank for Financing Infrastructure and Development, NABFID, has been set up as a development financial institution to support the development of long-term infrastructure financing in India. NABFID shall be regulated and supervised as an AIFI by the Reserve Bank under Sections 45L and 45N of the Reserve Bank of India Act 1934. Section 5. Supervision. Paytm Payments Bank Limited. The Reserve Bank on March 11, 2022, in the exercise of its powers inter alia under Section 35A of the Banking Regulation Act 1949, directed Paytm Payments Bank Limited to stop the onboarding of new customers with immediate effect. The bank has also been directed to appoint an IT audit firm to conduct a comprehensive system audit of its IT systems. Onboarding of new customers by Paytm's Payment Bank Limited will be subject to specific permission to be granted by the Reserve Bank after reviewing the report of the IT auditors. Consumer Education and Protection, Be Aware, a booklet. The Reserve Bank on March 7, 2022 released a booklet, Be Aware, on the common modus operandi used by fraudsters and precautions to be taken while carrying out various financial transactions. The booklet aims to enhance public awareness about various types of financial frauds while carrying out digital payments. Let's now move on to Foreign Exchange Management. Financial Action Task Force, FATF. As a part of the ongoing efforts to identify and work with jurisdictions with strategic anti-money laundering AML combating of financing of terrorism CFT deficiencies, FATF plenary on March 16, 2022 released documents titled High-Risk Jurisdictions Subject to a Call for Action and Jurisdictions Under Increased Monitoring with respect to jurisdictions that have strategic AML CFT deficiencies. The detailed information is available in the updated public statements and documents released by FATF March 4, 2022. Line of credit to Sri Lanka and Guyana. The Reserve Bank on March 9, 2022 issued directions to all Category 1 authorized dealer banks that Export-Import Bank of India, EXIM, has entered into an agreement with Government of Democratic Socialist Republic of Sri Lanka for making available the latter the Government of India supported line of credit LOC of $500 million for the purpose of financing purchase of petroleum products from India. Exim Bank has also entered into an agreement with the Government of Cooperative Republic of Guyana for making available to the latter Government of India supported LOC of $7.29 million for the purpose of procuring and installing 30,000 solar home lighting systems in the hinterland communities in Guyana. In the section RBI publications, first RBI working paper. The Reserve Bank published two publications under its working paper series in the month of March 2022. The first working paper titled Saving Banks from a Black Swan, Options and Trade-Offs is authored by Saurabh Ghosh, Pavan Gopalakrishnan and Abhishek Ranjan. This paper looks at the role of capital infusions as they provide a cushion to banks against adverse shocks that could result in large defaults. It evaluates the efficacy of capital infusions under different scenarios that include sticky or flexible deposit rates. The second working paper, titled Concentration, Competition and Soundness of the Banking System in India, is authored by Pradeep Bhoyan. This paper examines certain important aspects of market concentration, competition and soundness of banks in India during the period 1994-95 to 2019-20. The paper finds that the banking system in India was not characterized by a high degree of market concentration during the period under study. The paper upholds both the competition stability as well as the competition fragility views for banks in India depending upon how the given bank is placed with respect to the estimated threshold. RBI occasional papers. The Reserve Bank on March 29, 2022 published occasional papers having articles on Green Swans and Their Economic Impact on Indian Coastal States. Saurabh Ghosh, Sujata Kundu and Archana Dilip examined the impact of green swan events, climate-related risk events like cyclones, floods and droughts on an array of macroeconomic indicators such as output growth, agricultural productivity, inflation, tourism, fiscal parameters and cost of borrowing. The study highlights that the green swan events could be an important source of risk to price stability, growth and financial stability and thus suggests strengthening disaster management capabilities, incentivizing green projects and green finance and undertaking scenario analysis for effective policy preparedness. 2. Alternative inflation forecasting models for India. What performs better in practice? Jibin Jose, Himani Shekhar, Sujata Kundu, Vimal Kishore and Binod B. Bhoy developed a suite of inflation forecasting models, Autoregressive Integrated Moving Average ARIMA, Structural Vector Autoregression SVAR and Phillips Curve PC models at the aggregate and disaggregated levels on quarterly consumer price index CPI data for India from 1996-97 Q1 to 2019-20 Q4. Based out of the sample forecast performance, the authors find that seasonal ARIMA models outperform others for one quarter ahead horizon. PC-based models, however, outperform others in four quarters ahead horizon at disaggregated levels, validating the utility of disaggregated level analysis of inflation in India. While SVAR models do not score well on forecasting performance, they provide useful insights for evaluating the impact of different shocks on inflation. Monetary policy transmission through lens of monetary condition index MCI for India. Manu Sharma, Arvind Kumar Jha, Anup K. Suresh and Bikash Majhi attempted to broaden the conventional concept of monetary conditions index by including bank credit and stock prices apart from the usual short-term interest rate and exchange rate to approximate all four major channels of monetary policy transmission. Their MCI tends to broadly capture the expansionary or contractionary phases of monetary policy in India during the past two decades, including episodes of crisis. The constructed MCI works not only as a suitable coincident indicator for assessing the stance of monetary policy, but also a leading indicator for forecasting inflation. 4. OTC derivatives in emerging market and developing economies. The role of global liquidity and regulatory reforms. Rajib Das, Narayan Chandra Pradhan and Rajat Malik examined the impact of post-global financial crisis liquidity conditions and the implementation of financial sector regulatory reforms on the over-the-counter OTC derivatives on market activity in select emerging markets developing economies, EMDEs. They found that liquidity glut, especially of the USD liquidity, provided an impetus to trading volumes in the OTC derivatives market of the EMDEs. Regulatory reforms had a generally favorable impact on the OTC trading volumes, particularly on the impact on the OTC trading volumes and on the OTC forex derivatives contract, though some of the individual elements of reforms increased compliance burdens. The OP also comprises two book reviews on The Deficit Myth, Modern Monetary Theory and How to Build a Better Economy by Stephanie Kelton and Quantitative Social Sciences, an introduction by Kosuke Imai. Data releases. Important data released by the Reserve Bank in the month of March 2022 are as follows. 1. Data on India's international trade and services for the month of January 2022. Data on ECB, FCCB, RDB for January 2022. Overseas direct investment for February 2022. Lending and deposit rates for scheduled commercial banks for the month of March 2022. India's international investment position IIP, December 2021. India's balance of payments during October to December 2021. And in the last segment, RBI Bulletin. The Reserve Bank released its monthly bulletin on March 17, 2022. The bulletin includes two speeches, five articles, and current statistics. The five articles are State of the Economy. The ongoing geopolitical crisis has heightened the uncertainty clouding the global macroeconomic and financial landscape even as the world economy struggles to recover from the pandemic. As the conflict escalates, oil and other commodity prices are blazing to multi-year heights and financial markets are on edge, driven by massive sell-offs. Amidst these testing times, Indian economy is experiencing spillovers as it recovers from the third wave of the pandemic. Consumer and business confidence are rising alongside improvement in demand conditions. On the supply side, a resilient farm sector and a sustained retrieval in both industrial and services sectors are broadening the recovery. 2. Union Budget 22-23, some pleasant fiscal arithmetic. This article presents an assessment of the Union Budget 2022-23, which calibrates the thrust to growth with feasible fiscal rectitude. 3. Green transition risks for Indian banks. This article examines how the banking sector may be impacted by the transition to a net zero carbon emission target. It examines banks' exposure to industries that are likely to face high adjustment costs because of this transition and the associated spillover risks. 4. Decoding fair value hierarchy in Ind AS financial statements of NBFCs. This article examines a couple of financial statements of NBFCs with a view to understanding how assets or liabilities are recognized, measured, and disclosed at their fair values. In the process, the article attempts to delineate the precise differences between various fair value hierarchies on one hand and possible overlaps among them on the other. 5. Herding behavior, does it exist in Indian stock market? This article examines the herd behavior in the Indian stock market for the period January 2019 to March 2020. Most widely used methodology, namely cross-sectional absolute derivation, is used for testing the herding behavior. Meetings of the Monetary Policy Committee. The Reserve Bank on March 30, 2022 announced the dates of meetings of the Monetary Policy Committee for 22-23, which are as follows. Schedule of meetings of Monetary Policy Committee for 22-23. April 6 to 8, 2022. June 6 to 8, 2022. August 2 to 4, 2022. September 28 to 30, 2022. December 5 to 7, 2022. And February 6 to 8, 2023. And that's all we have time for in this edition of Monetary and Credit Information Review. We welcome your feedback at mcir@rbi.org.in. So until next time, it's bye for now.